Welcome back to the land of the purple. Welcome. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, what is up? Eddie Greer for another Purple Project Podcast Daily. Well, this was a one-sided affair in the track meet triangular that which took place over the weekend. Man, absolutely dominant performance by the K-State track team and well-deserved shout-out here on this podcast. Once again, we talked about it. Well, I talked about this slightly on the latest edition of the weekly podcast. If you have not checked it out, please go check that out wherever you get your podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. But 17 total victories in all, and it pretty much blew out KU and Wichita State out of the water with a total of 61 points to win back-to-back triangular meets on their course to in-state rivals. And man, that just pure domination. That's just this whole team effort. When you look at track, of course, the on-track events, and then you have to look go on the off-field, off-the-field. I can't, you know, it's been a while. It's been a minute, but the off-field, the non-running events, if I want to call it for now, anyways, but unbelievable performance by one person, which Tage Nguyen, Shane Carr, I might be butchering his whole name, but you know who you are. He competed in five events this weekend, and he clinched 25 points in total for the High Point Score Award, Cliff Rivetto's overall teams. Pretty much unstoppable. And then you got to look at also 33-point victory in Wichita last year. Yeah, last year. And in K-State, pretty much doubled that performance this time around with a 58-point spread over their Wichita State foe in this one as well. But also, you got to look at the Wildcats, a lot of talent. And they also had, in this, 64 points. Like I just said, the number I was looking for was six first-place finishes overall as well. And then some of the names on here that, now I lost track. But anyways, though, but his name stood out in this event. And K-State overall, with the talent, what they have, obviously, in the on track, and not only that, but you gotta look at the high jump and everything else. But overall, though, main thing though is though coming out of this, let's forget people. I mean, the struggles with K-State basketball, he was getting blown out in Austin the weekend as well. But one of the brighter spots right now in athletics is this track team right here. They get it done in at home, of course, home track at Ahern in the K-State, KU, Wichita State Triangle, back-to-back wins in pretty much dominating fashion. This is Eddie Greer III. This is has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily. Again, don't forget the latest edition of the weekly edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Get it now wherever you get your podcast, folks. K-State fam, that's going to wrap it up for me. Again, thanks for listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.